This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Jonas Brothers tickets in like 10 minutes. Kevin, you've been in radio for what, 26
years? 26 years and still going strong.
26 Woo! Years. It's probably
still
not.
Still going.
Yeah. It's probably not too often that like few things happen that you haven't seen before. But actually, this weekend, you got to listen to yourself on the radio.
Yeah.
In a different way that you normally never get to do.
It is a really cool thing. We are very fortunate as a show to be broadcast it in several different markets. And
yeah,
one of those markets is Kansas City in the afternoons.
So they take a version of what this show is and it replays in Kansas City. And you were road tripping and got to hear it and like catch it like as you were just like a person in traffic.
Right, exactly. You know,
is that weird?
It's a weird feeling, but it's awesome. And it's so cool when the kids and your wife are in the car listening as well. And you hear it all sync up and it sounds great. And you're like, hey, we're a good show.
Uh-huh.
This is really cool.
It's funny because you never get to listen to
yourself
with other people
right
in the car because you're usually the one on the radio. So you were one of those rare occasions that you got to listen to yourself with other people.
Yeah, and it was really a lot of fun too because, you know, we're going to Kansas City to visit friends and the Steckers listen all the time to the show, either on a podcast or, you know, they can hear it now in the afternoons as well. And so that was really cool because I'm like, hey, they're listening to the same thing I'm listening to.
That's cool.
This is really awesome.
That's such a weird feeling.
I also think it's like really funny because we're doing 1,000 things every show. And I know for me personally, I always forget what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So if we ever have like a snow day or something, or if like you're in a different market and the show's on, to rehear like what we say and what we talk about, it is funny. I will laugh at ourselves sometimes.
We're funny.
Yeah.
Not to compliment ourselves. People are probably texting in like, no, you're not. How was your trip to Kansas City, though?
It was a lot of fun. You know, every time we catch up with those guys, we do something unique or different. And this time we did pickleball.
Are you a Are you a pro pickleball player?
Not if you've seen the pictures on Instagram that my wife posted. But I try. It's very similar. This place called Serve. It's very similar, I guess, to Chicken and Pickle.
Chicken and Pickle here in town, yeah.
But they've got like a lot of cool outdoor and indoor venues where you can eat. They had a ton of the March Madness games up on big screens.
Oh, that's awesome.
They had extremely inexpensive food. I could not believe.
That's a rarity.
Yeah. And you rent the court then for an hour or two or whatever. And so we kind of played on and off. And I'm not going to say I got beat by my son and their son, Hayden, but we got beat by
You're not
son.
A pickleball champ?
No.
But tell everyone what you did win is Kevin has been on this like intense diet and focus on fitness, and he's down 15 pounds and stayed focused on the trip?
This was a big thing for my wife and me to do because usually when we go on a road trip, you're eating all the snacks, you're eating all the sugary stuff, you're eating a lot, and then you're...
I feel like combos and beef jerky are my road trip snacks.
Yes.
I don't I never
soda,
eat
soda, slushy.
I never eat combos or beef jerky. Like, I don't eat it a lot, but man, when you get on a road trip, but for some reason, I just got to crush some combos and beef jerky.
Right, but you know, Sarah put me on a diet, and she's done a great job keeping me on track with this as far as just, you know, we're just not eating as many carbs, we're not eating as much sugar. And this is the first time we've gone on this trip and didn't come back weighing 5 pounds heavier.
Wow.
We didn't gain any weight. So I'm like, that was worth the trip.
That's how you know it's like a true lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Did you meal prep or did you just like make more health conscious decisions?
We kind of meal prepped. And I say
really?
That because, you know, instead of...
He's trying to become a professional pickleball player.
Instead of those, instead of those combos or the licorice in the car to snack on, we brought yogurt. We brought some nuts. Yeah, we brought the things that are low-cal.
More health conscious,
right? More health conscious.
Guys, you're going to see him on the pickleball tour in less than a year.
That's right.
He's, He's on the way up.
That's right. I just want to tell you, you will have been served.
We are still commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you guys listening to us every single day. The guy who stole my car, he's back. Tell you all about it right after Justin Timberlake.